I'll ram my head into a brick wall, and I'll swing it till it breaks. If this is when the rain falls, I'm dragging you down with me.
All right, Ben, how many seasons are there out there?
How many seasons of this show?
No, how many seasons are there? We have the four seasons, right?
Yeah, four.
There's winter, spring, summer, and fall. Ben, we're in the middle of a fifth season because it's WrestleMania season, with WrestleMania 40 taking place this weekend.
Absolutely, my favorite time of year. Means I get to go see my friend Jeff and my nephew Cooper. I'm very excited about that.
Are you going there to watch it with him?
For WrestleMania night two, yeah.
Oh, night one, what do you do? You're just going to be at home?
Yeah, because Cooper has a function that he's involved in.
Okay.
On Saturday, so we're gonna do night two instead.
But by the way, go on.
Night two looks like the better card anyway.
But can I just say, I always say I hate wrestling fans. My God, I can't believe the number of stupid fans I've came across in one day on Facebook in these stupid groups that show up on my homepage.
But what? But here's the thing, Elio.
Yes, sir.
But I agree with you that they're stupid. Because every you know, of course, you guys aren't stupid. You're listening to the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast. You're very intelligent. I'm sure you get plenty of women, unlike the rest of these fucking, you know, people. But no, because I feel comfortable in going that far because it's like every single time that, you know, somebody says something that somebody else doesn't like that's wrestling related, say on Twitter.
Yeah, if you disagree with them, you're an idiot.
They'll call you like a virgin or like whatever the hell.
It's like you're not allowed to disagree with these people. Like, they're right and you're wrong if you don't agree with them. It's like, fuck off.
It's not politics. It's wrestling, people. I mean, come on.
Like, I saw one poster where, like, is it just me or is The Rock ruining the main event for WrestleMania?
Well, I don't think he's ruining it, but you know what? I did run across a very interesting point of view, pardon the pun, I'm not trying to take anything from Tony, Clay, or you, but I did run into a very interesting question during my research earlier this week, so we'll get into that when we go over the WrestleMania card.
All right.
But tonight, folks, is a little bit different, because this is not an official episode of
we're taking the week off
in a way, yes. Yeah. Because this is going to be just NXT Stand and Deliver predictions and the WrestleMania 40 predictions with plenty of discussion regarding what's going on surrounding WrestleMania 40. Wow.
Well, it's not stand and deliver. It's stand and deliver.
Thank you, Lord Alfred Hayes. I thought you were dead. What are you doing here on the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast?
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Exactly. You know, you got to be an OG to understand that reference. But this one's going to be fun. This is going to be a bonus episode like we used to do back in the day. God, it's been forever since we did a bonus episode. I think the last one we did, you weren't even on. I think that was the one I did with Ash.
Bonus.
About the Crown Jewel thing.
Yeah.
So Sit back, relax, and
Well,
make sure
isn't
you.
any pay-per-view thing? No, we don't. We usually do the pay-per-view predictions along with the rest of the weekend wrestling. That's right.
Exactly. We used to do bonus episodes for that stuff back in the day, but I think we just kind of integrated it. But this, there's so much going on, folks, with WrestleMania weekend. And quite frankly, if we tried to cover everything, it would just our heads would explode. We would have an intercontinental incident between LAO and I. So
You
we
mean
don't want that.
intercontinental? You mean international?
Well, I was trying to do a wrestling reference that wasn't AEW, but thank you.
Well, no wait, WWF had that one pay-per-view in your house, International Incident.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
That was
we'll go
back
with
in
that.
we're gonna get into that in the 90s when we hit
But
96.
yes, so thank God we're not covering that. We're gonna avoid any international incidents with everything. Because God damn, I don't want to be here for 4 hours. So with that being said, I'm a little bit hyper. I've had a good night.
Bang, come on.
I'm
Don't
happy.
lie to the fans. You had two cups of coffee before we came on. Come on. Your problems are off the
No.
walls. Let's go.
No, I actually don't drink coffee. But
Really? Wow. Okay.
I had good Chinese food and Mountain
Oh,
Dew, so
cool.
I am good to go.
Well, there you go. All right. And I'm gonna take care of my stuff when we're off the air because, well, yeah, because just want to get this over with so we don't have to do it in the middle of the show while we're recording.
Exactly.
Or when we go into commercial, I'll take care of it. So, Ben, let's get this NXT Stand and Deliver.
Absolutely. So there are five matches as per usual.
I'm gonna run this bottom to top because the last one, the first one I have is the NXT Championship. So
Okay.
I'm gonna write from bottom top. We have Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes.
It's got to be Trick. Otherwise, I don't know what the hell they're
Yep,
doing.
I'm going with Trick as well because otherwise, what's the point of having this storyline if you're just gonna have him lose?
Exactly.
All right, then we have a triple threat for the NXT North American Championship. Oba Femi defending against Dijak and Josh Briggs.
Now, granted, Elio, I have not been watching NXT on a weekly basis, but riddle me this. Does this match not seem random as fuck to you?
Especially with Josh Briggs, and then like, what?
Because
We see Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen as a tag team. Now, like, this is just weird. If you want to put Oba Femi and Dijak in a singles match, fine, but Oba Femi, Josh Briggs, and Dijak, what?
And admittedly, folks, I don't like multi-man matches that aren't tag matches when it comes to championship contest. So that's just a bias that I think Elio and I both have. But based on what they're doing with Oba Femi, I would have to say that he retains.
Yeah, I'm going with Oba Femi to retain this title.
Absolutely.
All right, then we have for the NXT Women's Championship, Lyra Valkyria defending against Roxanne Perez. I'm going with Lyra Valkyria.
I'm right there with you, but I'm telling you, Roxanne Perez is the next person up.
I love this heel, this new Roxanne Perez. Like the heel version of Roxanne Perez is so good.
Now, granted, I haven't seen much of it, but this
Oh,
is one aspect of NXT that I wouldn't mind checking out.
but yeah, wait till you see the new Roxanne Perez. Even like her appearance. Remember, she used to be like all smiling and like her hair was straight and all that. She come out to the ring with all this colorful gear. Not anymore.
I always preferred heels over baby faces anyway, so if she portrays a good heel, that's all good in my book.
Then we have the tag team championships, the Wolf Dogs. Stupid name.
I know.
Defending against Nathan Frazer and Axiom.
The Wolf Dogs.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Wolf Dogs as well. And I swear, I thought Bron Breakker would have been on the main roster by now. I mean, Baron Corbin's already part of the main roster. He's just down in NXT right now.
But isn't he on the main roster because
Who? Oh yeah, that's right,
Bron
Bron.
Breakker?
That's right, he is on the main roster. Like, I'm
But they just have
confused.
him running double duty, which I don't get.
I'm just
But
confused because these guys are both on the main roster. Why don't you just have them both on? I mean, why don't you just have them both there and like drop the titles?
exactly.
But I guess I'm gonna go with them to retain.
Seems like a solid decision to me.
And the final match for the NXT Championship, Ilya Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo.
I got Ilya Dragunov. He's just too damn good.
And I've got Ilya Dragunov as well, and Tony D'Angelo's getting on my nerves because it's Consigliere, not Consigliere.
Speaking of that,
Sorry.
I didn't finish it yet because I was tired last night, but I started watching, and I've seen it before, so no worries. But I started watching The Godfather, the first one. And I stopped it right after the horse head scene. But God damn, that's a good movie.
Oh,
You know,
bet.
and I,
Oh, go
yeah.
on.
But yeah, so I was watching that last night, so that was fun. Weird way to celebrate WrestleMania season with decapitated horses.
Right? Oh, bet. Okay, bet. Sorry. Speaking of
I'd rather
movies.
deal with that than deal with NXT.
Right, so speaking of movies, the number one movie that was for the year I was born is The Godfather Part Two.
And I've also seen that movie, and that one shouldn't be undersold because, showing the evolution of Don Corleone, from a kid to, the Don.
Excuse me, did you say Don Corleone? It's Don Corleone.
I'm sorry. I'm not Italian. I don't have that fucking accent. My bad. I know.
I've got the accent.
But yeah, those are fantastic movies. So
Actually,
I may.
the movie that was the number one when the year you were born is Rain Man.
Two, actually, Godfather and Rain Man are two fantastic movies. If you haven't seen either one of them, I don't know what you're
Yep.
doing. Especially Godfather. That is a master class of American cinema.
It's an offer you can't refuse.
I know. Otherwise, if you don't watch it, you'll end up with a horse head in your bed.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding with all this disrespect. Ask me to commit murder.
Well, and God damn, you sound just like the fucking guy. Spent years perfecting that impersonation. But back to wrestling.
So that is Stand and Deliver. Now Ben, now into the main event of the week this weekend, WrestleMania 40.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take a look at what we have for, and I didn't know this. There's actually 13 matches now.
Okay, but at least they split them between two nights.
No, I'm saying they added, like, because I already did the poster for the points game, so I only had 12 listed, and apparently they have 13 now. Okay.
So which one did they add, do you know?
They had the Philadelphia Street Fight. I guess it's a 6-man tag match.
Okay.
Yeah, with
I'm not interested in a Philadelphia street fight, but
that yeah, it's the Street Profits in the Final Testament. I'm not gonna call them the Pride. That's stupid.
yeah, can we not, please?
Right, so go on.
They are not a group of lions, okay?
Right?
Stop it.
Exactly. Okay. So Ben, we're gonna run it from top to bottom for night one. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, we have for the Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch.
I got Rhea Ripley.
I do as well because I mean the we were saying how her run as champion was grown stale, but it seems like she somehow like reinvented because people are loving Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, and shout out to her because I do agree with you. It was becoming stale, and and on one episode of POV, I even asked the question, is it time for Judgment Day to break up because of the fact that, or primarily because of the fact that Rhea Ripley's run was growing stale, and I thought that a baby face run for her meant the end of Judgment Day. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Well, she was a baby face for one night back in Australia in
Well,
February.
and as she should have been.
Yeah. I liked that. I don't know. I liked that pay-per-view.
Yes, and you could see in her eyes how much it meant to her, and when you have like real human moments like that in such a fairy tale world of professional wrestling, and you can capture something that is that real and just can grab you like that, that's a special moment.
I still can't believe Pirates tried to like block the Elimination Chamber.
You know what? In all seriousness, I'm glad they didn't because I'm glad nobody got hurt or whatever. But
No, but
like,
I'm saying I can't believe like Pirates actually tried to do that. It's
can
like
you imagine like if we had to report that on this show as like a serious news story?
oh my
Like,
God. Like that's the only that's the kind of stuff you only hear in like store in like movies or like in stories.
yeah, like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. R. That's your favorite letter, is it?
God, it's hilarious.
I know, I did that on
Fuck.
purpose. I purposely did that.
I know.
All right. The next match we have for the Intercontinental Championship, it's Gunther. His name is Walter, by the way. Versus
Yes, it
Sami
is.
Zayn. Versus Sami Zayn.
I
It's
have.
just Chad Gable, right? Can Sami not beat Walter?
I don't think he should be the one to do it. I think it should be Chad Gable.
I do as well. I think, yeah, that's another story that they need to finish because Chad Gable needs to get his rematch and finish
Like,
that one.
I was very, now granted, I wasn't crying like a lot of things I saw. And when I shouldn't say crying because when that gauntlet match happened and people were saying Chad Gable should have won that, I personally think that they were right. And I was surprised that he didn't.
Yeah.
Now granted, I will say this. I understand why they went with Sami Zayn because he didn't have a major match coming into this WrestleMania, which was unacceptable, considering the year he had in 2023. with how he was in, such a major part of Mania last year. And then the other thing is, Chad Gable, to follow up with, kind of the story aspect of what you were talking about. Chad Gable kind of disappeared from TV after he lost to Gunther in the first place on that episode of Raw.
Now, do you remember the one I think it was last week, they were in the back area and Chad Gable was like talking to Sammy.
Yeah.
Did it appear that did you think, maybe it was just me, but did you think that like he there were signs of him possibly turning heel?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I think that would be an interesting development, but I
Because
don't see it yet.
I mean, just the way he was talking to Sammy, it sounded like he was coming off as like heelish.
And that I understood because Sammy was always like, the goody two shoes
Yeah.
kind of. Sami Zayn reminds me very much of Cody Rhodes right now. Gunther is coming off like Roman Reigns. So it's but the one thing that I didn't like about last night on Raw, and I don't know if you caught this part, but
No, I still have to watch it. Go on.
when Gunther blasted Sammy in the face with the championship belt after he staggered to his feet after getting his ass kicked. I didn't like that. Plus, the sneak attack by Gunther to even start it, I think Gunther is above sneak attacks. Like, I know he's a heel, but Gunther doesn't need to do that.
No.
So, what are they trying to do? Say that he's afraid of Sammy now? I mean, I don't know.
However, you know what we should do need to do, unless you want to
Yeah.
get a few more matches in before we go.
No, but I'm gonna say Gunther retains the Intercontinental Championship.
Okay.
Do you have this? What's your pick?
Oh, I've got Gunther as well.
Okay. And stay right there, folks. This is a perfect opportunity to take a break, and we'll be right back with the rest of WrestleMania 40 Night 1 and Night 2 predictions. Stay right there.
All right, we're back and we're gonna continue our look at night one and night two of WrestleMania. Ben, we got the next match, six pack tag team, the ladder match for the tag team
Oh my
championship.
God, why is this thing a thing?
Now, I have the match will end after both titles under the Undisputed Championship banner have been retrieved, making it possible for the titles to split between two teams. What?
Okay, well that means are they trying to split the titles or unify them? Because I'm down for that.
They were already split though.
No, they weren't. No, they had two separate sets of titles,
No, yeah, that's why.
but they were never split.
Okay, no,
If
I'm
they're
saying, oh, yes, that's just like, but why don't they just have one set of titles instead of two?
I don't know. I guess it makes the champion look more impressive. They took the Roman Reigns approach. Remember, he had three belts at one point.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but
So we have the Judgment Day defending against DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day, A-Town Down Under, and New Cash Republic.
okay, so they juggled that lineup significantly. Because that's not a lot of those teams were not in qualifying matches, or several of them. So I would say, hold on, run down the teams again.
It is DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day, A-Town Down Under, and New Kids Republic.
I would say DIY. I really would.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna say DIY, but I can also. I'm stuck between Awesome Truth and DIY. I'm gonna go with Awesome Truth just because, this run that R-Truth's been on with this return.
Okay, fair enough.
Then we have Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso.
Jay.
I've got Jey as well on this one. Then we have the six-woman tag match: Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi versus Damage Control. I'm going with Bianca, Jade, and Naomi.
I got the same because given how long that they've stalled Jade's debut and the way that they did it just this past week, they would have to give the match to those three because those three women looked badass in the ring together. Like that just looked like money.
Ooh, that group that I told you about, they
Yeah.
banned a lot of people because that one picture where they were pointing at the WrestleMania sign, there were people were making a lot
Yeah.
of like bad comments about that, a lot of racist comments about it. So they banned a lot of people.
Well, good. Racist
I'm like, geez,
motherfuckers
what is
just
going
need to go
on?
away.
What is wrong with people?
If you're truly racist and not just, messing around, and even if you're messing around, that's fucked up. But if you're truly racist, I want nothing whatsoever to do with you. Nothing. So that's where I'm at with it.
Okay, next one we have LWO versus Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. LWO, of course, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee in this
I got oh my God, that's a tough one. I got Dom and Santos.
I mean I saw the part where Judgment Day were kind of not happy last night with the Dominic inviting Legado to Raw.
Yeah,
So
so that could play a role, but so I'm gonna go with oh my God, fuck! I'm gonna
that
go
just
with
mess
Dom
things
and
up for
Santos.
you. Did I just mess things up for you?
A little bit, yeah.
Did I pull a Tony
Yeah,
Diaz?
but I'm gonna go with Dom and Santos because Ray doesn't need a win here. Yes, you could argue that Dragon Lee does, but I think there's more advancement to the friction between Judgment Day and Legado and their battle for Dom, if you give it to Dom and Santos.
Okay, I can see the same. I'm gonna go with the same because I think there's still more they can do with Legado and LWO. But
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why. Well, no, I know why Dominic's involved, but I'm just like kind of at the same time kind of doesn't make sense. Because
Yeah.
like Judgment Day is not part of this program unless they become part of it afterwards, which is also always a possibility.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, then it's the main event, Bloodline versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
Bloodline.
Yeah, I've got the Bloodline as well, and Bloodline rules match. Wait.
Yeah, Bloodline wins night one. That way, Cody has to go through
Yeah, yes.
the Bloodline rules match.
Yeah. All right, that brings us to night two. We have Seth Rollins defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Drew McIntyre. I've got Drew McIntyre winning, and Damian Priest is going to cash in.
I don't know about I don't know about Damian Priest, although that would be the best time to do it. But I do think Drew McIntyre wins.
Okay, then we have Io Sky versus Bayley for the women's championship. I've got Bayley.
I've got Bailey as well.
Then we have LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Who do you have for this one?
I've got LA Knight.
Okay, yeah, this is a weird AJ Styles that we have right now. So I'm gonna have to go with LA Knight because this AJ Styles seems a little off.
Yeah.
All right, then we have for the United States Championship, Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. I hate it, but I don't think they're gonna have Logan Paul drop, so I'm going with Logan Paul because I can see another match against I'm gonna see Randy. I'm gonna see Kevin Owens, not Randy Orton. Randy Orton doesn't need the US title,
Yeah, exactly.
so I'm going with Logan Paul.
Yeah, me too.
All right, then we have the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley versus the Final Testament. I read the Final Testament.
The Final Testament, yes, because since their debut, they have been in like stall mode, and I don't understand why. This is money. Karrion Kross needs to get fucking going here. The guy has star written all over him. I could go on a 25-minute rant regarding my displeasure over the entirety of both of Karrion Kross's WWE tenures. But if they don't pull the trigger with Final Testament now, what the fuck are we doing?
And then in the main event, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. I'm gonna go with Cody Rhodes.
This one's tough.
If you
But
do it,
just
they have to, otherwise they wasted all this time with giving him the Rumble win and this whole program if they don't have him win.
what and you're exactly right, but look who looks like the bigger star. It's The Rock, not Roman Reigns.
Yeah, how many matches are we gonna get? Are we gonna get three matches with the Bloodline? That's what it looks like.
I hope not.
Or I can see
I'm gonna
one.
go with Cody Rhodes because I think that just makes the most sense because he can still win and you can still do The Rock versus Cody.
Yeah, I can see
Later on, because the Bloodline will be pissed off at Roman, so The Rock is going to try to take out Cody.
Oh, The Rock is gonna take Cody out. Oh, fuck Cody Rhodes. Fuck his story. The Rock is the final boss.
Exactly, but the thing is, the point that I was going to make earlier, that I said when we got here. Is The Rock outshining Roman Reigns on the road to WrestleMania?
What's that?
I said, is The Rock outshining Roman Reigns on the road to WrestleMania?
I mean, we've never seen a rock like this before where Roman Reigns, it's the same Roman Reigns we've all seen. This is a new rock we're seeing, so I don't know. It looks like he is.
But at the same time, regardless of where they might be going with it storyline-wise, is it smart for Roman Reigns to look like second fiddle going into WrestleMania when potentially if he loses it, this could be the end of potentially the beginning of the end of Roman's career. Or number two, if he retains and the bloodline thing continues, is he really gonna continue to look like second fiddle to The Rock? I mean, look, I have looked I have loved what we've seen on television from The Rock since he came back. I said my piece when all the stuff went down, when they made that call to switch the main event after CM Punk got hurt. And I stand by all of that. I stand by especially the part about the Rumble. That part made no fucking sense whatsoever. And if you really break it down, you can find some logic gaps. However, as I've watched this story unfold, I think you and I both have to admit that this is pretty goddamn engaging TV. So, whatever they're trying to do, it's working because I can't remember, a WrestleMania season where I was this invested in a long, long time. And it feels very nice, folks, because there were so many times throughout the history of this show and throughout the history of just my friendship with Elio and conversations that we've had off the air, where I said, buddy, if it wasn't for this podcast, I would not be watching this fucking show. This product and this company sucks the life out of my interest of wrestling. And I was telling you the truth when I said that. And the only reason why I didn't leave, well, two, one is because Elio, I wasn't going to leave you hanging. And two, I didn't want to be one of the ones that left when it was bad and then had to jump on the bandwagon when it got good again. Like, I can legitimately say I stuck through the bad part because I love pro wrestling, and like now, for fans of my age group, this is like our reward after suffering through 16 years of PG air bullshit, which is very, like I said, very refreshing. So, it'll be very interesting to see where they go. It's just C Cody. I think Cody win needs this win now, and him having the belt. If they decide to go Cody versus Rock, like Rikishi mentioned a few weeks back,
SummerSlam, maybe.
maybe, or if they want to push it to WrestleMania 41 or whatever, and do Rock and Cody and Rock and Roman Reigns, because we all know that they're doing the fucking two-night format permanently now. So there's a lot of ways this could go, but I can't see Cody losing on WrestleMania Sunday.
Okay. And okay, Ben, I have a question for you. What do you say this, what do you think this era that we're in now is?
I don't know what name to give it. I could be a smart ass and give you one. But if I'm being serious, I don't know what I would call it. I would call it the return of wrestling era. That's probably the closest and best thing I can give you.
I don't like that. I have one for you. The wrestling is cool again era.
Well, that's just too long. It's not catchy enough. But
Wait a minute, what did you call it?
the wrestling returns era, because
Isn't that just as long?
no. No.
What?
No, it's not.
How is it not long? They're the same.
No, yours had more words. The wrestling is cool again era versus the wrestling returns era.
Wrestling Returns. And it's only one word more.
I worked in TV. I know how this shit works. It's got to be short and snappy.
Right, so that is it for our predictions and for WrestleMania.
Yep. I'm very excited about WrestleMania this year. WrestleMania and like the Royal Rumble and all that's always been my favorite thing as a wrestling fan. And in past years, for the reasons we just explained, this has been some rough shit to get through. And for instance, I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. This will be episode 26 for the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast in 2024. So we not including next week, WrestleMania season will have encompassed 27 episodes for us. And I gotta tell you, folks, I can't imagine having 27 discussions that were as engaging and interesting to me as a host to have with Elio, where we weren't trying to figure out, okay, how do we make this not suck? Because that's what we were doing for the last 5 years with WWE. And the fact that I don't have to do that, and we're talking about the card and not how Vince is fucking everything up, I love that. And keep in mind, folks, enjoy this right now because, once WrestleMania ends, okay, the attention is going to go back to the Vince lawsuit because I guarantee you that's not going away. I mean, we got the Netflix documentary. Who knows what else is coming down the Vince McMahon pipeline? Who knows the stuff we're gonna have to cover on this show? But in terms of the wrestling-centric discussion, this is the most fun that I've had in WrestleMania season in the longest time, and certainly in this podcast lifetime for sure. So we certainly hope that you enjoy WrestleMania. And Elio, you got any parting thoughts so I can shut the fuck up?
No, that's about it. We got Stand and Deliver, we got WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2, and then following that we have AEW Dynasty, which is an atrocious poster. And I just gotta throw out this one team.
Yeah.
Edge or Adam Copeland, Mark Briscoe, and I forget who the other one, but
It's
wow.
random as fuck.
What kind of team is that?
I don't know, but here's the thing, folks. So after WrestleMania season ends, it's not just, AEW Dynasty. It's, because we're covering, Windy City Riot for NJPW, which
Well,
is in.
that's next week, April 12th.
Yeah, so that's coming
Jesus,
up.
come on.
We got Dynasty, which is also in April. So, the train does not slow down. So, this was the last episode of season five, for good reason. Season five of this show. Usually we would wait until September, which is the anniversary of this show, to switch to turn the page for the seasons. But this really does feel like turning a new page. After WrestleMania, so that's why we decided to pull the trigger a little bit earlier than usual. And I hope you guys have enjoyed what we've put out for you during WrestleMania season. But we got so much more coming for you. This is not the end. This is just the beginning for the PNC progression.
And we got plenty of New Japan, but we're not going to cover everything because we don't do a card full of tag team matches. So. Well,
And aside from all of that, and you're exactly right, because tag team match after tag team match after tag team match player does not excite me at all. But excuse my Teddy Long reference.
Look at shit. What is that shit? Look at
this
shit.
He's showing me the poster for Ninja Fan. Holy crap.
No, that's from Dynasty. It's shit. What is that?
Oh, for Dynasty. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, okay, here it is. Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe. What is that?
What?
That's the team. They're facing off some black. What? Stop.
That's the most random team ever. Now, granted, I don't watch.
Random as fuck.
Exactly. You stole my line, goddammit. well played, sir. With that being said, you do not want to miss next Tuesday's episode of the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast.
That would be bonus episode B. This is bonus episode A for WrestleMania.
Yeah, we'll just say number bonus episode number one,
yeah,
and then number two.
Yeah.
We cut out a lot of the extra stuff that we've done in previous years, folks, because I feel like, and I'm sure Elio agrees with me, that we just had to like condense it to.
No, I absolutely disagree with you. Go on, I'm joking.
We just have to condense it to make it not only more digestible for you as a listener, because I don't think you're going to sit here for 3 hours and 44 minutes like we tried to make you do 2 years ago.
Oh my God, that was painful.
I'm sorry, by the way. We should not have done that. Hopefully this is a little bit more digestible for you. And, we've certainly had fun, and we hope you have too. And until next time, he's Elio, I'm Ben. You should know that already after 5.5 years. But either way, you're going to know us after WrestleMania season is over. So stay tuned, folks. We'll see you next time.
I ran my head into a brick wall, and I'll swing until it breaks. If this is when the rain falls, I'll